All right, I mentioned you guys last week, so this is going to be our Pesach sugyah. Yeah. So not just this Gemara, there's more than this. This is a very challenging sugyah. Let me just lay out the factors before we get to the Mishnah Gemara. Now, this Mishnah Gemara, right? This Gemara is actually the setup for the Gemara Pesachim. We need this to understand the Gemara Pesachim. So when we define this Gemara, we're going to have some what I call like basic working svaras that we're going to then have to modify once we get into the Pesachim. But let's just understand the variables here, okay? Because there's really two phenomenon taking place, actually three phenomenon that you need to keep track of. If you can't keep track of these three variables, you're going to get lost very quickly, okay? Okay, so issue number one is that... So variable number one is that there is a prohibition to do melacha on Shabbos. So to use our example from here, for example, I am not allowed to draw blood from a human being on Shabbos. I cannot cut someone. Okay, so there's the melacha issue. Okay. Issue number two is that there are certain mitzvos that are docha Shabbos. Example is milah. Right. To be clear, on the eighth day, if the eighth day of a male baby's life comes out on Shabbos, so normal, I'm not defining anything, relax, but normally speaking, I cannot circumcise a baby on Shabbos, but on the eighth day of this baby's life, it's docha Shabbos, it pushes Shabbos out of the way. So we're going to have to understand the nature of the relationship of the dechia Shabbos to the maisa mitzvah, okay? But what makes it even more difficult, right, which is the overarching variable, is what's called toa bedavar mitzvah, okay? Toa bedavar mitzvah is almost like a way, without defining anything, is almost like a way of saying, you gave it your best effort, right? Meaning, as you'll see from the cases, he thinks he's involved in a mitzvah, and, which is also fascinating, the result of his action, even though, right, the mitzvah in the form that he thought wasn't extant, the result is he's mekayim the mitzvah, even though he's toa b'davar mitzvah, right? And here's the key, we're not focusing, he made a mistake. Toa b'davar mitzvah, like, he didn't know, like, let's take the Mila case, right? He thought he's circumcising baby X, turns out it's baby Y, okay? So he's toa b'davar mitzvah. But we're not going to take up too much the issue of why toa b'davar mitzvah produces a kiyum mitzvah. What we need to focus on is why toa b'davar mitzvah would lead you to say you're chayav or pater from a korban on Shabbos. In other words, okay, if I do a malacha on Shabbos b'shogeg, right? For instance, let's say I did a malacha, I didn't know it was Shabbos, okay? What's the halacha there? You bring a korban chatas. A korban chatas is brought because you didn't know, right? You're still, again, it's not onus. Shogeg is you were negligent. And there's a liability if you were negligent. That liability is, I must bring a korban chatas. Okay? Here, okay, what makes this so challenging is that you're involved in a davar mitzvah. Okay? So, sort of. So now, according to one side, is going to say you're chayv a korban chatas. And the other side is going to say you're putter. Now, when we say putter for korban chatas, what that means is that you didn't do any malacha. In order to be chayv in a korban chatas, you must have done a melacha b'shogeg. According to the other side, you didn't do it. So again, we have melacha Shabbos, we have docha, right? And finally, we're going to have this toa b'davar mitzvah business. So all this stuff is going to converge together here, okay? Okay, so far so good? Okay, and that's the best way to lay out the variables. Okay, let's start the Mishnah, all right? Who's reading? All right, so the Mishnah is on Kuf Lama Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, now I assume all of us should be fairly comfortable with this, the ratio of the Mishnah. And again, without pretending to read the Gemara, just let's appreciate the Mishnah for itself. So the ratio would seem to make a lot of sense, because what's the case? So the Moal has two babies, right? One baby is Chayav Milan Shabbos, meaning that's the eighth day. The second baby is supposed to be circumcised on Sunday, meaning its eighth day is Sunday. Now, what does the Moal do? He circumcises his Sunday baby on Shabbos. Now, obviously, I mean, again, why would you say he's Chayav at this point? I don't want anyone to tell me, but the Gemara says later on. Forget that. Right now, what would you say? Right, because this baby right now can't be circumcised, right? Right. Correct, exactly. The mitzvahs are coming into existence yet. So of course you're going to say the guy's chayav korban chatas because There's no idea of mitzvah for this baby. Okay, that's a simple reading of the Mishnah, right? Okay, now, what's the second case? Echad. So what's this case? Okay, before you get to the shittas, let's just talk this out for a second, okay? We have Friday baby and Shabbos baby. Now, this is something you need to know about, right? If you don't know this fact, you're not going to... Okay. The mitzvah of Mila for a male baby is introduced on the eighth day. We can quibble, I think I did this last year, we can quibble about whether the mitzvah is actually produced the moment of birth, but it's held off until the eighth day, or you want to say the mitzvah doesn't come into existence on the eighth day, I don't care. Point is, though, is that the mitzvah for all intents and purposes starts on the eighth day. Now, let's say the baby is supposed to be circumcised on Tuesday and you didn't do it. So what do we say about Wednesday? We don't say there's a new mitzvah's mila, right? In other words, the eighth day is when the mila is supposed to be done. But if you miss it, now the mitzvah continues, okay? So it's not that the Friday... Now, so let's take the case here. The Friday baby is circumcised on Shabbos. Now, he is involved in a mitzvah because this baby must be circumcised, okay? The only thing is that... be careful. It's not in the Zman that was set up to be Docha Shabbos. You understand? Why am I emphasizing that so much? Because don't get fooled by the following, as was brought up to me yesterday. It's a great example. If I went ahead and built a fence on my roof on Shabbos, okay, for what purpose? Maka, right? No one says in that case that I'm putter. Because there's no idea of a docha that exists. Here, the issue is that the mitzvah of Mila has a docha. It has a mechanism of pushing Shabbos away. So because of that, that's the only reason, that again, not defining anything, that's the only opening that Rabbi Yeshua can work with to say you're putter. Is that clear? I have to emphasize that. It's not, because if that were the case, then a guy could say anytime he does an action on Shabbos, if he's thinking it's for mitzvah, he's putter. No. It's because the two cases we're going to focus on are going to be Mila, because that's Docha Shabbos, and Korban Pesach, because Docha Shabbos. Do you have to have the institution of Dechiyah Shabbos to discuss this? Yeah. Oh, yeah, what does Rashi say? Yes. Right, so you see his language, right? What did he do? What did the Moel do? He injured the guy, right? Meaning, you see, the language he's using is that it's not that he did the Isser Shabbos. He did the Malacha. Okay, Gemara. We'll say it again. That's correct. It's only Docha Shabbos on the eighth day. Okay, only the eighth day. That's it.
And even though he made a taught in his bar mitzvah that he would be torahed on Shabbos, right?
Right. We told Chach Tav is that, and because of this, that's why he made the mistake, right? It's my if you just stop here with this Rashi, what you would say is that Rashi's blaming the halachic system, meaning what the guy did wrong. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. It's the halachic system's fault that that's not the case. But he thought his heart was in the right place. He thought he was doing the right thing. The Alpha God the Tav Davar Mitzvah Shai Tar Bozo Shabbos. Talk about Tav Zev. Opposite of mitzvah. Nonetheless, what happens? There's still a mitzvah to speak of. Right, Rabbi Shubotar. Beautiful. Okay, so let's start the Gemara. Let's do case number one. Okay. Yeah. I'm Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I'm sorry. Rav Huna Masni.
Oh, Rav Huna Masni.
Chayev
Rabbi Yehuda Masni.
Okay, so now what that literally means is that Rav Huna learns the Mishnah as one of Chayev, right? And Rav Yehuda learns the Mishnah as one of Patra. Now, what the heck does that mean? Thank you. Rav Huna Masni Chayev.
Oh, sorry,
Jonathan Wallace shall after Shabbos for Shabbos.
Meaning like this, meaning the pashtus way of learning is meaning the sefer of the Mishnah obviously makes a lot of sense. Of course, if the Moel circumcised a Sunday baby on Shabbos, everyone's going to agree he's chayv korban chatas. Sorry, the ratio, excuse me, the ratio. Everyone's going to agree he's chayv korban chatas. Right? So what's the machlokas on?
Question on that?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yes.
What are they being called? Al mi shahayu lo beis yino goes olive.
Echol b'mol b'ar Shabbos.
Echol b'mol b'ar Shabbos. Echol b'mol b'Shabbos b'Shabbos. B'shachat b'mol es shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos.
Everything, all this right now, no chiddush whatsoever. Here comes the move. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Shnei Molam Dua." Ella. Okay. Right. So what? Okay. The Isser of Avodah Zarah is. Do not, okay, Ovid here literally means to obviously worship, but I mean, it means here, don't perform, don't do positive action of worship, right? Do not do act of worship, right? So, what did the guy do here? Okay, here, right, again, this is the Friday baby on Shabbos, okay? Is there a dechia present? No. So what did the guy do? He did an act of chabura, right? There's no mitzvah meal on Shabbos, right? This Shabbos. In other words, It's not the eighth day of the baby's life. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, Hasam delav mitzvah. So all he's saying is that he doesn't disagree. We're not going to define, I don't care about the how they darshan now, but he's not fundamentally disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation. He's just saying that, no, that's, you're right, by Avodah Zarah that works that way, but not here. Here we have a mitzvah. Okay? We have a mitzvah here. What's the mitzvah here? Well, meaning that the baby still needs to be circumcised, right? There's still mitzvah mila. I don't care who it's on. There's a mitzvah mila present. It's not just no mitzvah mila. It's just not the eighth day of the baby's life mitzvah mila. But still mitzvah mila. Okay. So, how do we define this machlokas? Okay. How do we define this machlokas? And yes, cards on the table. This is ever so close to a large like categorical machlokas, not a specific one. Because you're talking, it's right up your alley. Because we're talking about an institutional idea, like how dechia works, okay? Before we get to talk about our mitzvah, just what's this machlokas? Yeah. No, it's a very important point. Not on Shabbos, this baby needs to be circumcised. You understand? It's the ninth day of the baby's life, but it's on Shabbos. The baby has a mitzvah to be circumcised, right? The only question is that can the mole? Well, okay. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying that if he did it, right, since there's a mitzvah's meal that's extant, he's potter. So again, remember I told you the depth we have to go to here. We don't have to go too deep, only because when we see the Gemara in Pesachim, we're going to now see it's much easier to approach this when you see the contrast case. But for now, let's just get a working idea, okay? So I think you can say it like this. So when we say Shabbos is docha, okay, the mitzvah's mila. So I would say there's two ways you can understand that. Okay, very basic, in my opinion, very basic way of doing it. One way you can understand it is you could say, well, what does Shabbos do to the action of injuring or drawing blood from someone else? What does it do on when the eighth day baby is on Shabbos? What does it do to that action? No, the opposite. No, say if it's the eighth day baby, right? It transforms it into, right, something else. It's no longer the malacha of chabura, it is something else. And it's mitzvah mila. Because we're looking through the prism of Shabbos. We're saying, now we're on Shabbos, right? There's no prism of chol right now. It's just Shabbos. On Shabbos, no, it's not. Because I don't need to start from the beginning. Right? On Shabbos, this thing is a malacha. Now, docha would seem to mean, Rav Elazar would say, what's docha doing? Docha takes the maisa malacha and transforms it to something else. Okay? But then it's very simple. He's saying that either you're doing the act of Mila or you are injuring a person. Okay? Kind of like what you were saying. It can only be one of the two. Right? So now it's only because of the Dechia that you can ever say this Maisa is not one of a Malacha. If the Dechia doesn't exist, be aware. The consequence of that
which we're going to take up next, is that Rabbi Elazar would agree, even though I didn't do a Maisa mitzvah, nonetheless, there's still a Kiyama mitzvah. We'll take that up next. But right now, that's a very weird idea, very strange, but he'd have to say that the action I'm doing, right, it's only on the eighth day that I could say the malacha's transformed to something else. Let me shoot the other side quickly. Put it a different way. In other words, Shabbos never changes, right? Shabbos is Shabbos. When a baby presents itself on the eighth day of its life on Shabbos, right, now, as Yonatan put it, now you have this conflict, right? I don't know why God did this, but you have this conflict, right, where we have this mitzvah mila and we have Isra Malacha Shabbos. So the way Rebbe Elazar deals with it is a very simple way. He says, listen, when the mitzvah mila, right, again, on the eighth day, right, God said the eighth day is when it's docha. God didn't say the mitzvah mila is docha. God said eighth day mitzvah mila is docha. Right? Because that is, there's something different, I don't care why, something different about the mitzvah on the eighth day than every other day. So the dechia only expresses itself in that environment. It doesn't express itself anywhere else. At this point, if I do the mila, it's clear he says this, because that's why you're chayv b'korma chadis. If I did b'shogeg, a mila, on Shabbos, right, of the Friday baby on Shabbos, so he's going to say, I did not do a maisa mitzvah. There's no avenue for it to express itself. You can't do this on Shabbos. Right? I could be mekayim the mitzvah. We'll get to that later. But for now, I'm doing my mitzvah. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no. That's not what happened. I think this is why you're bothered by Rabbi Elazar. Because Yeshua says, that's not what happens. What happens is that docha means now that I cannot, I am not allowed to injure, I'm not allowed to injure people on Shabbos. This is clearly called mitzvah smila. Once dechiyah comes to existence, what happens now? So now what we say is that, okay, well, I'm chayav to do the mitzvah mila on Shabbos. So he starts at the same point as Rabbi Elazar. But what he differs is like this. He says, but what happens when it's not the eighth day? So it's not that the mitzvah goes back to being an action, a Shabbos action. It means that, listen to this, it is usher for me to do the mitzvah's mila on Shabbos. That's why I'm pater from machatas. You understand? I didn't do a malacha. If I did a malacha, I'd be chayav b'kor machatas. Rabbi Elazar is saying I did a malacha. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, you didn't do a malacha. You violated something here, but you did a mitzvah mila when you're not allowed to do a mitzvah mila. That's Rabbi Yeshua. He's toa bedavar mitzvah. I'm just giving you a taste of that. It means that, what is he doing? What does it mean to say the mitzvah mila is extant here? It's not extant in the docha form, but what I'm saying is that once the chiyah exists, so now what happens? So the mitzvah mila now becomes a reality all the time, okay? Now the thing is that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, I'm trying to try together docha and toa. What he's saying is that there is a mitzvah mila on Shabbos. This baby is chayav to be circumcised, right? And since there was a dechia, since that exists already, now what we can say is that it's not that there's no idea of a mitzvah mila. There's some idea of mitzvah mila. The only thing is that on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do a mitzvah mila. That's the answer. What? No, I'm just trying to demonstrate one thing. How this is not a malacha. The only way to say it's not a malacha is to say that he is doing a mitzvah mila, right? So then what's the issue? So then why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say a guy should do this? No, the reason why is because it's usher to do a non-eighth day meal on Shabbos. If you say it that way, that means there is an actual mitzvah mila that exists on Shabbos. And I'm positing that all exists because of dechiyah. Without a dechiyah, you would never have this idea. You can't say that by makah. Right? By makah, there's no idea of a makah, mitzvah makah b'Shabbos. But here, you have a phenomenon where that exists. It's almost as if to say, once God said that mila's docha Shabbos, it's like it went into the DNA, right, of the malacha of injuring someone else and changed a genetic sequence. And now said, this is different. This is called mila. There's an actual idea of mila, okay? And forever, that idea is true on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, right, it's also for me to do, right? But it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah mila. I did the Maisa mitzvah, right?
Why would you not say?
What I mean to say is that there's a prohibition to do a Maisa mila on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Elazar would never say it's a prohibition. Rabbi Elazar would say, I can't do the malacha of drawing blood from a baby, of a person. That's the point. Since he was tola b'davar mitzvah, right? Really, he shouldn't have done a meal on Shabbos. It's also to do. But since his mistake was about Davar Mitzvah, that's why he's Pater. You understand?
No.
Actually, a good way to put it. Docha means I am unable to engage in the Mitzvah's Mila, right? Only on the eighth day. But the point is there's still a Mitzvah's Mila. There's still a Mitzvah's Mila.
But it becomes the
I can only right. I can no. I can only perform the. In other words, I can. It was in Hebrew. I can only perform. Right. In other words, there's a. I can. Dechia means I can only perform the mitzvahs mila. Right. A baby on Shabbos. Okay. I can only perform the mitzvahs mila when it's the 8-day baby. Okay. But that means there's a mitzvahs mila extent. You understand? That means there's a mitzvahs mila there to speak of. Torah b'davar mitzvah. This, it's coming from the institution of Mila.
Right.
Okay, not coming from Shabbos. Right. Shabbos parted, the waves of Shabbos parted and invited Mila in.
I understand.
So come on in.
So, but then,